Serial Cover-Up. This is my view of the story of a serial cover-up. We start with a group of people who have criminal ambitions. They want to commit a crime, but they don't want to get caught. They plot and plan carefully and extensively for a long time, and finally they commit a crime, and they actually get away with it, sort of. Turns out there were some loose ends they hadn't thought of. And they find out they might get exposed at a later time. But they think they can cover their tracks by committing another crime. So they commit another crime to cover up the first crime. But this time, they're under pressure. They can't afford the time, resources, and exposure that would result from careful and extensive preparations. The second crime is not as clean as the first crime, and they've created even more loose ends. But they've bought themselves some time. So they get into a cycle of committing more and more crimes on a tighter and tighter schedule with less and less preparation until they finally get caught. Does that remind you of anything? Like the behavior of a typical politician, for example, or the behavior of a political party or a government? Did George Washington and the founding criminals subject the entire society to a criminal con game called the U.S. government? Have the descendants of the founding criminals been committing more and more blatant and sloppy crimes in order to prevent the people from realizing the width and depth of their deception? That's my view. I'm certainly open to a reasonable and logical discussion of the matter. But if your story is that taxation is not armed robbery, I don't find that argument convincing. If you don't think incarceration is kidnapping and slavery, I don't see the logic. If you think the educational system is not a cult that brainwashes children, I don't see how you come to that conclusion. If you think war is good for us and it's economically productive, do you also think that riots contribute to the economy? How about bar fights? I don't think we can make progress on these issues until we have a logical and consistent view of the social landscape. Spending millions of dollars and countless hours obsessing over what the politicians may have done in their spare time, but ignoring the armed robbery they're openly committing just because they call it taxation? That does not change the reality. We need a straightforward effort to eliminate all taxation. There is no logical reason we can't fund the police the same way we fund churches and grocery stores. We need honest commerce in all areas of our society. Officially approved force and fraud lead to misery and death. We can eliminate 99% of all armed robberies by ending taxation. Why would we not do that? Freedom works. Slavery sucks.